So, Allison, we're the only store in New York, other than that fascist super chain Green World, that sells your nation's specialty fruit, mafroom.
Which I know you people eat a lot of.
Oh, I hope that didn't come off as like a cultural stereotype, because I'm like the furthest thing from a racist. Pretty much haven't had a white boyfriend since high school.
Well, the dark races are less choosy.
Can't get enough of that damn movie. I think we're out of quotes from it.
What is that? I thought it was Sarah Silverman show or something.
No, it was The Dictator. The Sacha Baron Cohen.
Was that Sarah Silverman though?
No, it's Anna Faris.
Anna Faris. The chick, they ugly her up decently. Scary movie girl, exactly.
Nice what? Turd cutter.
Yeah, she's in good shape, period. She's a funny chick too. I actually, as far as chick comedians go, she seems decent.
All I know is her acting shitty in Scary Movie.
She might have come a long way since. She's decent in this
one. Well, no, I mean, like, intentionally.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, hammy and just
I don't even think
bullshit.
I've seen Scary Movie 1, which everyone tries to defend as the good one.
That's one of those things where it's like, you see it in middle school, and you're like, oh, that's pretty cool, and you go back and now as an adult and you watch it, you're like, what the fuck? Like, it's horrible.
Was it as big a clusterfuck as the, like, even the... I don't know, number five? I don't know how deep it went.
I want to say no, but I mean, looking at it now, they're almost equally worthless. Like, I'd say Scary Movie 2 is the best. It's Chris Elliott with like some deformed little hand.
That's the only fucking scene I remember. They're about to plummet to their death, and he's like, take my hand. Yeah, his little deformed baby hand.
Hey, fucking like fist fucks the turkey.
I've never even seen that part.
No one wants to eat it.
I have just seen him stretching out his little baby ball hand, his little clubbed foot of a
like
hand.
Like David Cross is falling to his death or something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, no wonder I like that scene. David Cross died.
And because he's a Jew, of course.
No, it has nothing to do with it. Well, okay. No, I just dislike David Cross. And I used to love him as a kid. That's the irony. I used to think the sun shined out of Mr. Show's ass.
Nah, even back then, I was like, I don't get why he makes such a big deal of it.
He was such a condescending prick. And Bob Odenkirk is so likable. Like, I fucking love that he plays Saul Goodman.
No, he's great. That's awesome. He's on a hit show now.
Yeah.
Have you noticed, by the way, don't spoil beyond season 3 for us because we haven't seen it
yet. Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
Walt dies.
Yeah, because he's got cancer, right?
Murdering Jesse, yeah.
But Bob Odenkirk plays essentially the same role as Saul Goodman. As he does as the agent, Stevie Grant, in the Larry Sanders
yeah,
Show.
Yeah, Stevie.
All he has in Breaking Bad is a bit of extra hair. Really, he's the exact same character. And I couldn't believe it at first because when we were watching together, I said, oh, it's Stevie Grant to Tracy. It's the same guy. And I was interested to see how he played it. And it was like he just left off from where, picked up where Stevie Grant
yeah.
left
oh,
off.
Fucking Mike Myers is the king of that. Like,
yeah.
Fat Bastard is just the grandfather from So I Married an Axe Murderer, like the same shitty Scottish accent.
How many speeds do you want a person to be able to act in? Not everyone's Brando, goddamn
fucking,
it. If they're good at something, let
dude,
them do
even
it.
Some of like the Austin Powers gags, like doing the fucking invisible rowboat and shit he did in Wayne's World. It's like,
yeah.
Dude, okay, I can see you pulling something from So I Married an Axe Murderer because me and three other people have seen it.
Or maybe your sketch days, exactly.
Like, Wayne's World was kind of a big movie. Like, you can't exactly rip shit from that and have it go, like, unnoticed.
Like, Brando, if he's doing Superman's dad and just slips into a Godfather thing casually, it wouldn't fly.
Or like when a band, like, rips off its own riffs. It's like, wait a minute.
Don't they all hit that point? Don't they all get there eventually?
Fucking Death Magnetic. Just like a riff-by-riff remake of, like, Justice and Master of Puppets.
Folks, you are listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. We've got another... God, I'm not going to call you a blast from the past, because you're certainly more vital and on the show than Kate.
Ooh.
But, well, no, I'm just saying, she's not been on in, like, 6 months or something.
I don't even remember the last time I saw her.
6 months
and
for me.
And she didn't even say hi. Oh, it's got to be longer than that for me. Probably a year, at least.
Did she not say hi?
No, but again, I didn't say hi to her either, so.
She started it.
I can't complain.
It's the typical Will maneuver.
I saw her whenever I got, I guess the last time was whenever I got the album artwork. I don't know.
It's been a while. Yeah. But Will, at Billy Basil, Will, my brother, he's back on the show. You've been busy lately with just, what, your album and...
And, yeah, just had someone over this week, fucking
making
party.
Sex up in those guts? How was that? I didn't realize that we're, you know, that was open. But if that's open, yeah, you've been banging the shit out of something.
Well, you just opened that can of worms, didn't you?
Well, I can delete it if you want.
It's an extended 30-second beep. Yeah. Like when Cleveland Jr. talks about fucking. Yes.
Just 45-second sine curve. Yeah, I know how to bleep shit.
It's fine.
I know my tricks. So, yeah, how is your sex? You had the band thing. It's at Gray Sky Eternal. If you want to hear Will's band, it's very good stuff. You're recording a full album at the...
Well, that's a few songs, but like I was going to say in a few days, hopefully a couple week or two, I should have one song that'd serve like as a good intro.
Good. We can replace Ace of Spades. Those guys are flash in the pan. Fuck Motorhead. Their time has come and gone.
That's the only song of theirs I've ever looked.
Really? No, I like a lot of Motorhead.
Orgasmatron. I'll give them that.
Oh, Orgasmatron rocks so hard.
But shit like Love Me Like a Reptile and stuff like that.
You don't think that's a catchy chorus of the words Love Me Like a Reptile repeated 15 times over?
No. What are their other ones?
Bomber.
Stinks.
Was it No Voices in the Sky? I remember that from Beavis and Butthead.
No Sleep Till Hammersmith.
No, that's No Sleep Till Brooklyn, I think.
No, it's No Sleep Till Hammersmith.
Oh, okay.
I think Beastie stole it.
I just know there's Hammersmith. Yeah, I forgot it was No Sleep Till Hammersmith. Good for them.
Yeah, they stink. Fucking bull face.
The chase is better than the catch.
Yeah, we could go on. I know the titles. I don't even know the fucking songs.
They're like the Ramones. It's just the same fucking song.
Yeah, but Ace of Spades is so much better. Like,
well, yeah, it is
the same way Pet Sematary is so much better than all the Ramones songs.
Yeah, they hit their pinnacle, and then they kind of redo the same song over and over to lesser effect.
Yeah, but Lemmy does not deserve the fucking status he gets. I'm sorry.
I like him well enough.
Having two giant moles and like running through a bunch of trim does not a rock star make. Like, he needs some songs too.
He wears leather. He dresses the part as well, and he's got long hair.
And he fucking plays those shitty bar games that I forget like what Hollywood.
Did you say
bar.
It was the Rainbow?
Yeah, okay. That was it. Like, he just sits there like some drunk playing this stupid like video
like
poker.
Like the guy at your local Hooters. Who just sits there and you're like, why won't he go home to whatever his depressing home is and face the music? Except it's L.A. and it's the Rainbow, so that guy's Lemmy.
So those bar games are the biggest rip-off pieces of shit. Like, I did some of those in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a buck for 30 seconds of play or something like that.
There's literally no
what it
reward.
Ends up being. I mean, it's just like a shitty arcade where it's like, what am I doing? Oh, I'm already dead. Need to pump in more money. Like, before you can figure the fucking thing out.
That was, like, the last arcade I ever played, they made a new Alien arcade, and it's literally...
Like a first-person shooter?
Yes, and it's literally living out the scenes from Aliens, and just like you said, it's like, I shot one innocent victim, and it's like, oh, game over. I'm like, really? Is that how real life works? I think I know a thing or two about war. You shoot an innocent, you keep on going. You cover it up after the fact.
Pat Tillman, that shit.
Exactly. He was wearing a turban. I confused the hell out of me. But,
why don't you stay in the NFL? Serves him right.
Oh, poor Pat Tillman. Yeah, so it was a dollar down the shitter in 30 seconds.
Was he like a famous football player?
No.
Is this common?
No, David over here. By the way, we've got from the last show again, David and Tracy, my guests in studio. David, longtime listener. Tracy maybe has heard it secondhand or something like that.
Heard of it secondhand.
He hides it.
He hides it.
It's my guilty pleasure.
Like he'd conceal tranny porn from a wife. So she's like, are you
He doesn't conceal his porn, so.
But I conceal my tranny porn.
Oh, shit. There's tranny
exactly. porn? You've seen the red herring porn where you're like, oh, a Playboy, maybe a Club International. He's okay. I love how it's like porn circa 94.
Oh, yeah. Who the fuck?
Paper magazine. He's
actually has
to.
Physical porn anymore.
Just like a little trunk under his bed.
I don't know why the fuck people would even buy DVDs. I'm sure they download them now.
Everything's downloaded. By the way, David is at Really Profound on Twitter. Tracy eventually will get on the Twitter by the end of this episode. That's the goal.
I think I might actually be on Twitter. Like, I think I signed up at one point.
You made an account, yeah.
And I just don't use it.
And it's just a picture of an egg.
Yeah, one of those different colored eggs.
Yeah, there's no picture there. So, yeah, it's whatever the generic is, if that's an egg.
I just realized it's because the bird hasn't hatched yet.
Oh, fuck.
Boy, am I fucking dumb.
Oh, I never even put it together. I'm the dumbass who's like, well.
I'm enlightened, too.
Yeah, the guy who just acknowledged he's dumb outsmarted me. So, good for me. That puts me at the, I'm the turtle on the totem pole. Not the soaring eagle at the top. I love, that's a random thing I know. Here's how you know I'm smart. They put the groundliest animals on the bottom and the flyiest animals on the top.
That I never noticed.
Yeah.
I thought it was all beavers.
No, it's
like
always
69ing each other. Each one's just bleeding profusely out of its asshole. fucking incisors tearing up their rectums.
There was a beaver attack, like another one in D.C. Or no, I'm sorry, Lake Barcroft.
Falls Church.
Yeah.
They're right near here, kind of.
Yeah, like 5 feet from here. This old lady feels this fire, this searing pain in her calf muscle, looks down, a rabid beaver has clamped on. And she's like, I didn't know what to do. I started just kicking it with my free foot, but it's a beaver, and it's like a batshit beaver. So it wasn't acknowledging the pain. So it's just ripping her calf muscle.
Feeble old foot just tapping it.
Oh, just that old paper flesh, like full of rice pudding. You know what I mean?
The beaver probably thinks it's being encouraged. Like when you're fucking a chick and she starts like tapping your ball bag from the back.
It's just
going harder.
Yeah, so she's like kicking this beaver's head and it's just like slowly making its way through her calf muscle until it like pops out the other side.
I think it's because old people's skin is so paper thin.
That's what I'm saying.
Smell her blood like 80 feet away.
It's like putting a piece of pizza in a paper bag. You're like, I know what's inside there. I'm going to rip it right the fuck open.
Dude, the
get
fucking
to that sausage.
Woman across the way from me, like when I was leaving the other day,
yeah,
she had all these bandages all over her.
She's like, my skin just opened.
No, like
I'm old.
She was cat sitting and the fucking cats just started mauling her legs and shit. She looks, yeah, it's like, one cut would fucking kill her.
Stargate opened in my flesh.
Just, yeah, because when people get that age, they have like those fucking like subdermal hematomas where it's not really a bruise.
Well, you're just old.
It's just a collection of pooled blood. So it's like if anything cuts it, it's like those bags from Killer Clowns in Outer Space.
Oh, just filled with actual people guts.
You fucking just drink it with a straw out of there. Oh,
crazy straw. Not just any straw. It has to have spirals. Get it right.
Anything with fucking blood just freaks the shit out of me.
Old people blood freaks me out. I don't mind young, youthful people who are supposed to be around still, but yeah, just old people kept alive by science.
Anybody who's a surgeon is fucking soulless.
You think so?
Dude, if you can look at that by day and like go home and get a rod for your wife at night.
It's so bizarre if you do heavy surgery. Like, I don't know how much this has ever come up on the show. This will shock you. I was a real weird little kid. And
what?
In high school, yeah, we had to pick like a scientist we would intern with for biology.
Was it Mengele?
No, no, he wasn't available at the time. I picked the coroner at the Fairfax Hospital.
I remember that.
Yeah. So I got to see human body parts just ripped out. And it is shocking what a profound, like astronauts talk about, you're in space and you see this blue marble. And you have this profound wave of understanding wash over you.
No, you fucking don't.
Well, I'm
sure just lying because most of us don't know.
Like, so we can't call them out on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure then you get back home and like,
that's like saying you look at the fucking clouds out of the plane window. You're like, oh, wow, I know what heaven looks like.
I'm sure Neil Armstrong experienced this and is like, oh, we're all one. And then his daughter comes home with a black guy. And it's like, we aren't that one.
Neil Armstrong, dude. Have you ever heard like what astronauts go through? Like, they can't shit in zero G's, so they eat like tons of cheese just so like they never have to shit.
To back themselves up.
And when they do, they have to like just pull it out of each other's asses.
I didn't know that part. Like, born on the 4th of July style, like your rectum doesn't work anymore, so this
fucking
Mexican
erect penis.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I remember from that movie.
That's all you need to remember.
So the Mexican hooker's pulling it out of your ass.
Look
for
at me, man. My dick don't work, man. I can't walk. I can't hug. Yes, look at me, man. Fucking nightmares, man. Kill me, you cocksucker.
I won't kill you, Leilan.
Laleen.
God damn it. Oh, I'm just dropping them left and right today. But it's the kind of, what were you talking about? The blue marbles and another. Oh,
Carter seeing body parts.
You realize you are nothing more than a fucking car with the hood down. That's it.
Ugh.
That is it. The hood comes up. You are parts. I saw people on the operating table. Literally, their lungs and entire viscera were just loaded onto like a tin plate and then held up at a 45 degree angle so they could like scrape a tumor off this chick's spine. And you would just see like her heart and lungs working separately outside. That's it.
Wow.
That's all you fucking are.
I'd be like Stacy in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I'd like puss out halfway through the tour. Is she the one?
Yeah, she does. And then what's his face? Ratner follows her out. He doesn't finger her for a long time. Not even by the end of the movie. They still haven't gone all the way.
What? You wanted it more than I did. And I heard that on ONA today. Like, I forgot what the fuck you're talking about. Great reference.
I heard Aunt just pulling out like every, whether she comes, lays, stays, or prays, as long as my toes are tapping.
No matter what happens, your toes are still tapping.
There you go. Oh, God. What a fine movie. I have to go home and watch that again. Shit, I hope it's on Netflix.
So that's Battle Royale and Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Yeah.
They're stacking up now.
They always do.
Yeah, to bring it back to the fucking scary movie. Like, there's shit like that or for the Wayans brothers, Don't Be a Menace.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just
in
like,
South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Thank you.
And then fucking ages like fine wine. It's like, if they can do that, why the fuck couldn't they have made Scary Movie good?
I don't get people that want to uniformly dismiss the Wayans brothers. I mean, they've done, it's kind of like,
no, Don't Be a Menace is fucking great.
Yeah, it's dirty in the same way where people are like, is it ethical to use scientific data gathered from the Holocaust? You're like, well, that's like kind of the one good part that came out of it. It's like, do we uniformly dismiss everything that came out of the Wayans clan? Well, you have Don't Be a Menace, which, like you said, somehow is just a genuinely smart comedy, and everything else they've done is White Chicks.
Yeah. I was going to say, White Chicks is probably the best out of everything else.
Oh,
and it still stinks.
It's just Terry Crews being funny. That's all I remember. Terry Crews says jigaboos, right?
Right, yeah.
And that like blew my mind. That is the funniest fucking thing I've heard in 16 years.
And like, I think there's one scene like where they're on the beach. The Wayans brothers has the chicks.
Yeah.
And he's just like, comes out in a fucking Speedo. He's like oiled up and like the oil drips off his fucking unit, like onto the one's head as they're lying down. Shit like that. Oh, he's just fucking great.
Terry Crews is brilliant. I could watch him in anything. Yeah. Like Wee Man. Is it Wee Man or Little Man? Or
no. Fuck. I was thinking that piece of shit too.
Baby Man. I don't know. It's the
little,
same.
Little Man, isn't it?
I think so. Where his face is superimposed.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
We'll go with Little Man. I'll Google it on the phone.
I think it's Little Man. It's not Wee Man. That's the Jackass guy.
Yeah, Wee Man's Jackass guy.
Not say Little Man.
I was in a Miami strip club once with Wee Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he doing an appearance or was he just there?
He was just in the crowd. People were like, oh, it's Wee Man. And
do people really give a shit in Miami?
Not particularly, no.
Probably why he was there.
Yeah, he was kind of left to his own devices. It was like, oh, you'd give a wave if you saw Wee Man. The chick I was with, one of them pulled out her tits. That was much more exciting to me than seeing Wee Man.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait, it's for Wee Man? Or
No.
Yeah, it is Little Man.
She literally just pulled him out like a stripper was playing with him or something like that.
I went to a strip club with this chick last week and fucking they didn't do shit when we were in there together.
I got it here.
She's fucking sucking on her tits like the one time she went back there by herself.
Wait. Okay. You imported abroad, which is, by the way, the best way to deal with girls. I'm sorry. Meet them online. Bring them in for a week. Have your fun. It's like I said, it's an Amazon rental, but a vagina. So.
And you don't have to pay shipping.
Yeah, exactly. They pay it. Or you pay it to be classy-like. To make your five-night stand real classy-like.
I didn't, but I mean, I paid for like dinner and shit.
Okay, right on. You made it worth your while. And again, Tracy, you can also do a loving monogamous relationship. There's that alternative as well. But if you aren't going with that and you just want to have sex for a while, Will, how did you meet this lovely lady that accepted your penis within her vaginal canal?
I think just promoting the band somehow.
All right,
like
on Twitter.
Twitter or whatever, yeah.
Twitter, Facebook, something
it
like that.
It wasn't advertent.
And she fell under your spell, because who wouldn't? That deep voice promising a deep dickin'.
Oh, I hate my voice.
Your voice is fantastic. Johnny Cash hated his voice, too. Everyone else loves it.
No, I hate it. He was right. That's the one thing he's ever done right. Hate his voice.
That and die. You're a fan of two things.
His fucking horrible spoken word covers.
Well, that was just a country thing back. Or you're talking the late, like, when he did Hurt and Personal Jesus and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break my rusty cage.
Yeah. Okay. Go to hell.
You old bastard. So you brought in a girl, or she was like, fuck it, I can't contain it anymore.
Yeah, because she's like, she wanted me to come to her. I was like, yeah, well, when we get time.
Where was she?
Danzig, Michigan.
Danzig.
I'd almost do it for the name, but it's Michigan.
Well, no, Lansing. I'll just call it Danzig, Michigan.
You cock tease. You vicious cock tease. Okay, so this girl, and you're like, screw it, you come down here.
Well, no, she's like, came. So I was like, all right.
Okay, was she here for anything else, or is literally just...
No, just a visit.
Good. Good so far. Any details you want to part? Because now I'm just curious, because I haven't seen you for like a week. And I was talking to Mom. I'm like, Will hasn't been around to eat for a while. She's like, yeah, he's with that girl. I'm like, oh, yeah.
How the hell does she know that?
Pussy's greater. Well, she for a bit was like, where's Will been? Yeah, so then...
I
figured I'd go to the Facebook page, and some chick, like, her first comment was like, I can't wait to see you. And it was like Michigan. It geotagged her as Michigan, and you had me add a Michigan number.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, I guess this is the girl that Will's been talking to and is visiting. So I was like, all right, Maria, don't be your usual self about this. Will's fine. He's banging a normal person who just happens to live far away. But, you know, Will's got a guest over. She's like, okay, fair enough. And then at one point, she's like, I think I'll call and check on him. I'm like, no! You promised to be cool, man. Yeah. Be cool. And she actually was.
I mean, for her, it was still horrible. Like, I don't think there was a day she went without trying to get a hold of me.
Okay, yeah. It was pretty much just making sure you weren't dismembered. But I clicked on the girl's profile. I'm like, she looks like a normal... How old was she?
28, I think.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, yeah.
She probably looks younger.
She did. Yeah, I was like, he's humping a girl in her early 20s or something like that. But okay, yeah. I was like, she's normal. She's got a Facebook page. This isn't catfish.
Well, no, because see,
your little boy is going to be okay.
She's fucking like done time, and like she strips. I was like, oh, I don't want fucking Maria Googling her or anything.
Done time?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Go on.
Yeah, I don't want to get into, but.
How much time?
Surprising amount.
Violent or non-violent?
Violent-ish.
Now we got a show.
Yeah, once again, your dick is mightier than mine, man. Like, my brain after a while would kick in, but...
No, because I'm a good judge of character. So it's like...
so was I with the ex. She turned over a new leaf, too.
Wait, who? Which one?
Fucking Philly girl.
What about her?
I'm just saying, you know, I thought she was decent and people can change and all that shit, but...
Well, what was undecent about her before?
Oh, she was like, she's still legally married, man. And she was like cheating on the hubby and shit, and then kind of didn't even get a divorce, just moved out on her own, and then I started seeing her.
Yeah, she seems like kind of a clinger and user.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's, you know...
I mean, that didn't seem like malicious or anything.
She wasn't evil.
Bitch needs some talking lessons, but...
What do you mean?
She seems to date mutes.
Honestly, I could say the same of your women. I've thought that myself, too.
Really?
We're just around girls that clam up with us. I don't know. Maybe they don't know how to
intimidated by our manliness.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like, fuck, I can barely handle that one dick. And
well,
then
you
I
can't
got
fucking say that about, like, Allison.
Well, no, but Allison's kind of a mutual friend,
first,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like... Any girl you've brought around that I knew as this is the chick Will's humping.
And I'm sure Maria's fucking intimidating as shit with her just scary fake niceness.
Hi!
Because I'm sure women, I mean, I don't know, maybe they buy into that. To me, it's like you see the fucking fakeness on both sides. It's like, this is ridiculous. It's like
I don't think mom's particularly
it's
fake.
Like the fucking scene in Inglourious Basterds where you know it's just going to end and everyone dying. Yeah. Well, it's like that tenseness between the Nazi and like
putting the shoe on the foot. You're just that goddamn
holding up the three fingers, like seeing how they do it. Like you know it's about to go down. This false like sense of like politeness and shit.
Oh god, that is not a bad analogy.
I gotta say, man, that's all in all, like, because you can't take Pulp Fiction. I forgot who I was talking about this with. I think Patrick. Like, say you can't take Pulp Fiction without that whole shitty second, like the middle part.
Well, which part do you hate?
The fucking Vincent Vega part and Bruce Willis and that disturbingly ugly woman, Bruce Willis.
Fabian?
Is that her
Fabian
name?
Fabian is grotesque.
But she's not, but she is.
My pot belly.
Like, she's not.
I would wear a t-shirt three
an
sizes
ugly fucking
small.
Woman. But, like, I remember even as a
There's
kid.
There's just something
like,
weird about
exactly,
her.
Exactly. Like, her face and her hair, just she creeps the
like
shit
out of me.
Like,
you'd have sex with her, and then your dick would turn into a caterpillar or something.
She's
like, she's got a weird energy.
Yeah, because she's some, like, weird, like, Spanish-Asian mix. I don't know what the fuck she is. But, no, that part fucking stinks, man. That's the bulk of the movie. The only, I think Patrice said it. It's like the only good
Patrice
thing
definitely said it, yeah.
Is fucking Sam Jackson. You don't really realize that.
I realized it.
Did you?
Oh, I hate that fucking
dude,
movie.
Without him, it's actors reciting Quentin Tarantino's shitty dialogue, and fucking Jules is the only one who really makes it his own. Like, even Harvey Keitel reciting it, it's like, if you read the script.
It's Kevin Smith syndrome.
Exactly. It's
where
like,
it's just like, everyone's going to fucking talk and sound exactly like Kevin Smith. Like, you hear these men and women, like, that always really turned me off
in
Mallrats.
It's not casual conversation.
Yeah, it's Brody and Shannon Doherty. And it sounds like Kevin Smith just fucked Kevin Smith. You know what I mean? It's creepy. It's like I just picture Kevin Smith in drag talking to Kevin Smith and they're post-coital.
Yeah, no, I hate that about him. It's like when you hear these people talk in real life or whatever and then you go back and watch their work, it's like, ugh, fucking Kevin Smith can eat a dick.
No, everyone talks like a philosophy student from a community college.
Yeah, it's like Seinfeld times 10. Like, Seinfeld has that, but at least they're not using big words and shit.
No, they're funny, so it's excusable.
Yeah, but Seinfeld's weird going back. Like, it's still funny, but it's almost, like, Family Guy-ish with the edits and stuff. Like, the boom, boom, boom. Like, this scene, that scene, that scene. And that also might just be syndication. Like, them chopping out, like, little seconds wherever they can.
Yeah, a little beat
to make
here
more,
and
like, advertising room. So that I don't know, but, like, when I've watched Seinfeld in reruns, it's kind of weird. It's still funny, but.
So speaking of beats, back your woman.
Good one.
Thank you.
All right.
I held it for 2 seconds.
What about her?
Did you have a gay old time? Or I don't see any bruises on you.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good.
All right, cool. Is she going to visit again for more sweet, deep dicking?
Yeah, I'll probably go out there.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah, why not?
Is that a drivable distance to Danzig, Michigan?
Fly. I'll maybe fucking hitch with Veronica.
Oh, go up one of those times?
Hey, yo, bitch.
Hey, yo, bitch!
And you're going to drive me out like an hour beyond Detroit and pick me up.
Oh, wow. Okay, nah. Well, good, man. I hope you're having fun with it.
I don't know. I've never been to Michigan.
Neither have I, but I don't feel I'm missing. That's not one of those things like the X was like, come up to Philly and, you know,
yeah, but
chicks
Philly
come to
doesn't
New York.
Have the Jew from the pawn shop show.
That's true. One of our mutual
friends.
You don't
want to meet Les Gold?
Dude, one of... who is it? Christine Stars or whatever?
Yeah.
She went there.
Yeah.
Recently. Like, I just saw those pictures on the Facebook
I'm pissed
feed.
I didn't watch the fucking Pawn Stars when we went to Vegas. Otherwise, like, I would have made a bigger deal about it when we drove by. So I was like, oh, it's a pawn shop from the
yeah,
show.
And we didn't give
it's
a
like,
shit.
I knew what it was, but I'm like, all right, cool.
And now we actually, sadly, me through you, I'm into
see
all
that
this.
Fat fucking Horatio Sands motherfucker get a picture?
Just slow-witted.
Slop.
He's one of those people where, like, you look at him and you can just see their dinosaur equivalent. Like, he would be the fucking Brachiosaur and, like, the shitty one in the Brachiosaur pack where, like, the Velociraptors come out of the weeds. And all the smarter Brachiosaurs are like, we're going to just tiptoe over here and fucking sacrifice this one for the good of our Brachiosaur family.
It's just, like you said, it's disgusting. That shows a series of fucking man teats.
Oh,
like, God. Every dude.
Every dude you could tit fuck with a passionate vengeance.
Big jiggly rack. And then there's that one, like, hot tattooed suicide girl.
They must all have areolas like Jada Fire. Like, they just have the big pepperoni nips. All of them. Sweaty, hairy man pepperoni nips. Did you point out the hot suicide girl? Like, the episode they were hiring her? Because I don't think I've seen one where she's actually on it.
There's one I saw where she has to call the bald dude in the middle of the night because some guy comes in with like something that's like too valuable for her to make the call on,
mm-hmm.
and he ends up getting denied anyway.
What was it?
Like some Lincoln coin, like he wanted $1,500 for. Then
that was a fucking red alert emergency, $1,500.
I mean,
I guess bitch, to make sure it's not a Chuck E. Cheese token, but
I'm sure they fucking give her what, probably like $250.
She can buy
tops.
An old copy of Karnov. That's about it.
I just love how, like, why is a pawn shop open 24 hours unless it's just for people looking to cop drug money?
Oh, I mean, beyond 10 p.m. Like,
everything,
and that's the Vegas
stolen,
one, right?
Yeah.
It's literally just drugs. And
the other one closes down.
I need to pay for my chips.
Yeah, but like when you. Yeah, it's got to be shit you own, because I've never pawned something. Like, I want to go into a pawn shop, see what the fuck they're like, if they have any decent shit.
Sometimes they have a lot of good musical instruments.
That's what I've heard. Like, you can get, like, cool guitar stuff, like, really cheap.
And bikes that have been stolen.
I think I've been in once, and, like, I don't remember seeing anything good. But what the fuck was I going to say? Like, when you pawn something, I mean, they get your fucking ID and shit, right? So if, like, the cops come.
That's even selling an item at GameStop. You sign an affidavit saying, I own this game.
Right, but I mean, they take down your fucking information, too. So, like, if someone says, like,
easily.
Hey,
I have
the receipt for something that was stolen, uh-huh, and they trace it back to your house.
No, they'll look up serial number.
It's not like
boom,
you can come and be like, yeah, I found this gold chain. How much you give me for it?
This watch, a Rolex?
Oh, shit. Like, because that wouldn't be a bad gig. Just fucking B&Es and then taking it to the pawn shop.
No,
I'd make a living doing
there's
that.
There's a whole thing called fencing where you are like the pawn shop for stolen items. There's a whole criminal element. Ask the girl who visited you. that makes its living recycling stolen shit, and you get like 50% of what a fucking pawn shop would have given you for it.
Oh, because they have to fucking like saw off the serial numbers.
They have to
shit.
Work exactly. They're fence magic.
It's like laundering goods.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a chop shop for things other than cars.
Exactly.
All right.
Good way of putting it. Well, Will, I'm glad.
Alfred, what's wrong with you?
Stop wasting my motherfucking time.
Did you fall in love last night?
I'll go. What is it? I'll go for that. I'll take that.
So Alfred, what's wrong
by
with
the time she gets to Phoenix, I'll be rising.
Oh, my brother, he in Phoenix, though. He'd be here tonight.
Will, I'm glad you're okay and you had fun, and you'll be seeing more of this great country at some point.
Yeah,
going
hopefully
to Michigan. These two over here, David and Tracy, you guys down from America's hat, as Homer calls it. Where have you been the past, like, couple of weeks? What the hell? I slide the microphone on that has slid off and act like it makes no volume. So, you guys are from Vancouver, correct?
Correct.
Now, I watched a show set in Vancouver. Is that actually, like, the national capital? Or is that Ottawa? Or
that's Ottawa,
Ottawa is the national
capital. Boom! Shit, I know stuff from, I don't remember the name of the show.
And that's over, like, Minnesota or something?
No, Ottawa is north of Toronto.
Oh.
Kind of between Montreal and Toronto.
Is it true that 98% of all Canadians live within 2 miles of the U.S. border?
Not 2 miles, but I think it's 100 miles.
Oh.
That's insane. Because yeah, it becomes like ice, filthy tundra after a while, right?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of nothing.
Oh, just man.
Poised for takeover.
Well, it's got to be rich with minerals like Russia is in the same way. It's got to have
oil and shit.
Good
like
stuff.
Don't people go like oil drilling or something?
Well, they've got the oil sands in Alberta, which is basically sand full of oil. And normally it's very labor intensive.
I was going to say, I've heard it's balls hard.
Yeah, it's very hard to get out. And it normally wouldn't be economically viable, but because oil is fetching so much money these days, it is actually
they're digging through the beach and wringing oil out of it.
Oh no, it's straight through like big tracts of land, and because there's so much what you and I would call useless land up there, and what vegans and environmentalists would call pristine, undisturbed countryside.
Yeah,
well, fuck them. I want to fill up my Civic for $20 or less.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck the caribou.
Give me a polar bear head to put on the front too while I'm at it.
So I'm being slightly facetious there, but yeah, there's a lot of sands under a lot of whole lot of nothing, but they have to use a lot of invasive techniques to get it. Anyway, long story short, it's economically viable to get this oil out of the ground right now, because the oil is scooping so much money, and one of the biggest consumers of that is the States,
mm-hmm,
because then they can claim that they're not taking it from Arab countries and therefore they can claim it's domestically sourced, even though it's not.
Oh, well, we don't mind helping the Canadians. You guys are good.
I was going to say, like,
you don't blow us up.
I mean, it's kind of the same country.
Yeah, I don't see a huge difference. Same you guys continent. Seem better. Like, your white women are actually good looking, which we can't really say over here. Like, most of our women just tend to be bigger. Like, all your white chicks remind me of white chicks from 1950.
Well, they're more petite.
Yeah, where it's like, oh my God, I'm a stick. I need to put on some curves. You know, it's like dealing with Mad Men women.
Well, Vancouver certainly has a serious amount of competition among people. A lot of very image conscious people.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard the titty bars are off the hook there.
Oh, and the prostitutes are supposed to be all 10s out of 10s, according to Richie Sambora of One Bon Jovi.
In the East, I certainly know in the East.
Bon Jovi's presence is required. Sambora's would be appreciated, but not necessary.
Certainly in the East, the strip clubs would be off the hook. I've never been to one in Vancouver, actually. And
what?
That's above no Seattle, right?
What? That's what a lie as sounds like.
But no,
I've
no,
never
but,
been to one.
Yeah. No, I can honestly say, and you will appreciate my reason why, is because they're fucking expensive. You can go to the States. You can go to the States and get much, much better quality in
not in the women, just in the...
Well, it depends where you go.
Economics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like getting an extra value meal, man.
Vegas, definitely. Vegas quality for the amount of money you pay.
Well, no, I was going to say Vegas is like a $30 cover everywhere unless you're fucking resident. Like,
yeah.
To me, that's goddamn ridiculous because I went in one place with Dawn and it was like empty. I mean, we went on a Monday night. So like if I paid $30 to get in here, I'd be fucking tipping over tables like that bitch from The Real Housewives.
Well, there's some
prostitution whore.
There's some, if you, I'm not going to bang on like I know Vegas like the back of my hand, but I know that some taxi drivers will be able to get you in for no cover in certain places.
They have an arrangement.
Yeah.
Where they're like, hey, I'll even get you limo service and drink service.
Taxi drivers just the scum of the earth. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Apparently what they say is on the level, and I won't do it simply because I refuse to help out a taxi driver.
No, they're like my friend, the one who had like his bachelor party on Tuesday. Well, actually, it's Justin's friend. I just need an excuse to go to Titty Bar.
Yeah, I was going to say, since when did you need an excuse?
Since when do you have a friend? Both would be viable points. But he was saying, I guess he had like a bachelor party out in Vegas for like whoever could go to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to get, which this boggles my mind. You know, he asked the cabbie if they knew of chicks who just like do strip shows in the room.
Yeah.
And so he gave him this number or whatever, and it's like, all right, $500 for them to show up or just to keep them there to come in. You know, they show up and they're like, hey, 500.
Two girls for 500?
Something like that. And then they're like,
better be like fucking Kobe Ty and Very Bad Things, man.
Just, well, no, then it's like how much to pay to keep us here. And the weird thing is like, they're like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, we just want you to strip. And they were hookers. And they wouldn't strip for some reason.
Like, that's demeaning. I'm not going to dance for your money.
Yeah, so they
left. Who do you
left.
Think you is?
And they're out $500.
Oof. Oh, my God.
Which to me just seems odd.
I'm going to say this euphemistically. I would have savagely beaten them both. It wasn't really a euphemism, just a threat.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I was going to say, like, especially if the hooker's independent, like, really, what's stopping you from just beating their asses and snatching their purse?
Well,
fucking Elizabeth shooing them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, are they there with the black guy from the robbery scene in Boogie Nights?
It's common sense, but there's got to be streetwalkers just completely by them fucking selves.
Just real junked out, where it's like, oh, sure, I'll go to that part of town.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they have at least fucking, like, pepper spray or something in their goddamn purse, but who knows?
Oh, God, $500 and they wouldn't strip. Well, why didn't your friend man up and just bang him?
Oh, because maybe he doesn't want to cheat. I don't know, but, like, at the end of the fucking night, like, it was the sloppiest thing ever. They came with this one Spanish dude who's just like petrified drunk, like just absolutely paralyzed. Like security was getting ready to throw him out. Like okay. They probably would have if we weren't spending so much money. You know,
which club were you at?
Divas. Because they went to the whatever the fuck Hollywood Casino in Charlestown.
Okay.
So Divas, which I've heard good things about, but fucking stunk. So this dude.
So you're doing the West Virginia tour.
Yeah, but not like what we're used to. It's actually, I think, I was asking one of the girls there, because you remember the bitch who, like,
I remember the lady, the professional we talked to, go on.
The one who, like, put her, like, ass in paint on my chest on my birthday.
Yeah.
Like, the little crooked tooth
lady,
bitch. Woman. I can't speak without saying it. I'm sorry.
just stutter.
Whatever fuck her name is. Isis. The one who like queefed dollar bills in the air.
Oh,
queef. She just blows them.
And what?
Yeah, like I remember just people telling me that. And I thought before it was an actual queef. But I gave it to her this time. I was like, yeah, there's no way she's not fucking blowing it. Lying bitch.
Really?
So I was like, you used to work at Vixen's, right? I was like, how far is that? They said like 20 miles or something.
Okay.
So you're actually east. Like the Charlestown's closer to us.
Oh, then why don't we go there? Fuck Martinsburg.
Well, it sucks. And also, it probably takes just as long because Route 9, which you have to take to get there,
yeah,
is, you know, like, even though the other is West Virginia, it's 7 to 81, mm-hmm. which are both pretty big highways. You have to take like a winding ass, like,
oh, nine is the Harper's Ferry Highway, right?
One lane fucking winding country road through the mountains. So like you cannot.
So what were the fees?
Go faster than $40.
We're like, because I'm trying to get
$40, 40 miles an hour.
Back to this, your cover is like $15.
Oh, here it was $5 because it's a weeknight.
Okay.
Remember that one time we went on like a Tuesday night
from my birthday? Oh, you've gotten cheaper. No, it's we just went on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, what is the cover to get in where you are, David?
Well,
it's free for me.
In van, you're talking 30 to 50 cover.
Really?
50?
Yeah.
Not all of them. No.
What the? See, that's what I get.
Brandy's, for instance.
What about number 5?
I've never been. I wouldn't imagine it's 50 there. Number 5 is in the.
There used to be a class joint right down the street from me called Mugs and Jugs.
Nice.
And it was dirt cheap. The girls were skanks, but
okay,
you know,
yeah,
whatever.
But those are the good ones.
And then, right? How much are the lap dances? And what are your options in Canada? Like, what? Because here,
what are the rules?
Yeah, exactly. What are the rules?
Okay, so there's a lot of full nudity in Canada.
Okay, and most of our clubs are full nudity as well. So
but not for lap dances. McDougal's, I think, is the only one.
Yeah, a lot of the places in eastern Canada, specifically in Quebec, will, as long as you're hands off.
Yeah.
We'll do full nudity with them touching you.
So I don't get to touch you, but you can snail trail your cunt all over my jeans.
See, I love hands-on. That's my
favorite. I'd rather suck on your tits and have you fucking rubbing your stank snatch all over
exactly.
my $100
because
pants.
That's fun when it's someone you're going to hook up with, but yeah, just the biological nature of it strikes you when it's like, you're just a stranger who pretty much blew your nose on my leg, but it was your vagina.
Well,
and then it's just like, that's not sexy. Like, I know guys who are like, I got to eat the stripper out. I'm like, did you bring Listerine? That's not fun. That's gross.
Yeah. Justin stuck his tongue in some black bitch's asshole.
See what I mean? Yeah.
I didn't get that because I was with a chick. I got nothing. I got some titty in my mouth. That's about it. I mean, she didn't give a fuck, but
you
like,
actually tongued out a stranger's. To me, that's like more intimate than a wedding when I actually tongue out your asshole. And then
she's kind of hot, man. I'll give her that. Like, I'm not into black chicks. Like, the funny thing is, she was dark as fuck, and she's wearing like this yellow outfit that glue and the glue. I went over this. Is glue a word? Or is it glowed?
Glowed.
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 It glowed in the black lights. And I was joking, like, seriously, if this bitch wasn't wearing, like, the blacklight outfit, it'd be a fucking, like, shadow moving around.
She would like, have to smile like a Cheshire cat.
I mean, she was, like, darker than Wesley Snipes' asshole.
On a black...
But she was pretty good.
Blurry night.
And I was saying, at the end of the night, these sloppy bastards are, like, trying to get two of these girls to come home, like, pulled out, like, $500 from the ATM, like, flash them cash. I'm like, dude, they're not going to fuck.
Well, how dare you offend these women thus?
Well, no, it's just, like, I was trying to explain to them. First of all, I've known, like, a lot of chicks who've, like, stripped in clubs. I don't know one of them who's, like, done private shit. And if they do, it's with security.
No, it's very much, like, almost a life choice.
It's a separate industry. Like,
it's which kind of skank will you be?
Like, the chicks they order when they have, like, the strippers come over for, like, radio shows when it's someone's birthday, like Mike or...
They're just purely house call strippers.
That, exactly. That's a separate industry. And obviously that shit has to get set up way in advance. They come with security.
It's like when the president comes visit, you got to have, you know,
exactly.
the Secret Service sweep the place.
Yeah, it's like
take a bullet.
Same thing. Yeah.
No stripper, especially for $500, is going to come over to a fucking room with four drunk guys with no security at zero notice to fucking 3 a.m. or whatever the
they
fuck
they have babies to go home to, first of all.
Yeah, that's what they were all saying as an excuse, too. But, I mean, it's true. You can see the fucking stretch marks.
Yeah.
There's one chick who's pretty hot. She's young. It was her first night. She fucking, like...
First night, first kid.
Had, no kids. Like, fucking, like, thunderclapping. She had a big ass. No tits. Like a rap video bitch. Nice face.
All right. You said a lot of good and bad.
Okay, yeah. I need something explained to me here, though, as the female here. So... if you go to a strip club and you're like, ah, great, I'm going to get to tongue this chick's asshole.
Are you not thinking like,
yeah, 5 minutes ago, some other dude's tongue was in this asshole.
And probably worse.
First of all.
No, because then that would stop me from having unprotected sex. And I'm not going to do that.
First of all, not every strip club involves tonguing much of anything. Like, only recently in my strip club experiences have I even, like,
sucked tits.
Exactly. Like, had a tit in my mouth.
Yeah, no,
like
you can see they're fucking gnawed by the end of the night. It looks like one of those fucking paper towel rolls you throw in a gerbil's cage. A few bite marks taken out here and there. But, you know, it's fucking some strange woman's tits. It's nice. What can I say?
It's comforting. Yeah. There's always a bit of a rush.
I don't think you can get AIDS from, like, kissing someone with AIDS. It dies in the air. So, question asked, question answered.
Magic AIDS Johnson not successfully toured Europe. Everyone's okay.
Yeah. AIDS is not an airborne virus.
It's true.
It dies when exposed to oxygen.
I mean, if you're like...
So you have to get your tongue really deep in the asshole
to
actually get the virus out.
Well, that's why you spread it out and then you go inside it first and then you're okay.
I don't really like tongue.
We love that, by the way.
Chicks' assholes. Like,
exactly. Just form a tight seal so she can then fart it back at you.
Yeah, I don't know, but fucking double chocolate, that's... I mean, the closest I've ever been to a black woman, period, is having a black stripper pull my face in her ass. Like, I've never even kissed one.
You're making a kind of a, you're making a profile here. Like, every black, if you see a black stripper, your mouth can be in that asshole with minimal effort, it's sounding like. Yeah. That's just their MO.
She was pretty fucking sexy. I'll give her that, man. Like, she had a nice body. Again, I'm really not into black chicks. Because there's this other one who's a fucking dud. Just sitting there with her legs crossed, like young, no personality. And I tried to talk to her, and even then she's like, she stunk. She looked like one of those like Negroes you would see like trying to walk into the college with people like releasing dogs and fire hoses on them. Like had that old school like 50-ish vibe.
Oh, wow, like the fucking permed Little Richard hair?
It's just kind of classy. I didn't like it.
Oh, like Rosa Parks dignified.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
Okay.
Not my strippers.
You want the James Earl Jones and Conan wig, straight hair.
I want a black stripper who's like, I know I'm in West Virginia. I know racism is very much real. Like, I will let you stick your finger in my cunt for a $5 tip.
Well, that's the thing. Like, just to me, that's part of what
I dig. Like, you want equality? That's how you get it.
That's what I dig about black chicks is their life is very real, dealing with like a lot. Like, they're so sexually open. Like, they're fine with any race. Like, I very rarely met a black chick who's like, I just do black guys. And if they did get to that point, it's because they've been rejected by so many other dudes. Usually black chicks are the coolest fucking racially. And because they know a bunch of dudes aren't down with them, they're typically nice as fuck.
Yeah, I was gonna say, their stock's kind of been lowered by society.
Yeah, and I feel like they get a bum fucking rap, because black dudes, it's like, at least like, oh,
it's
yeah.
It's all about the fucking mud sharking.
Yeah, they're packing a huge fucking dong or whatever. Like, hey, go with them.
I don't even think that's it, because I don't think a lot of them are. I think it's kind of like...
I can't say I've seen a ton or
anything. Like, the black dudes I've seen naked in the gym, like, are average, if not small, you know? Like, I think it's kind of like... when they're in shape. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, there's some really
ripped...
When they're
in shape, their penis gets larger?
No, like, you know how, like...
Their highs are
higher. If a black guy's in shape, he tends to be in shaper than a white guy who's in shape.
Yeah.
So the same thing, like, if a black guy's a huge dick, it's probably bigger than a white guy who has a big dick. But, you know, 90% of black dudes are, like, morbidly obese and about ready to lose their foot to diabetes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
you can't really think they're going to pack and, like, have... full erectile function.
So that's
period.
Like the only thing I can fucking think of, but I don't even think it's that. I think it's just because like the whole hip hop culture and shit, like there's a lot of black people everyone looks up to, including women like Lil Wayne or whoever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's true, and
there's
just
no
not
real
a corollary.
Big black, I mean fucking Nicki Minaj is the closest thing, I guess now. She's recent.
And she's so gross.
If it wasn't for the fucking fake
her
ass
huge
and hips.
Fake ass.
Well, she has fake tits though. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You
that made me like
balance
it
out. Are you kidding me? But it's just...
No, those fake hips. Like, why does it look good to fucking look fat? I don't get it.
I bitch about Kim Kardashian's fake... Like, they have not mastered even the fake tit. And now you're going into something that, like, white doctors, the guys who didn't get into school on affirmative action...
Fake tits are just a crapshoot. Like,
obviously aren't getting... Like, the art of fake hips and fake ass has been pioneered by like those Brazilian street doctors that are putting cement
injected like inside your flesh. Or whatever the fuck it's called.
It's not fucking Sidney Bergstein, who did 18 years at Harvard, who learned the art of putting a fake tit in you.
Yeah, fake tits have been in what, around since the 70s? Like popular since
50s
the 80s
or something. Yeah. Like they started way early. That Breastmen movie with David Schwimmer, man.
Fucking speaking of Mengele, I was like the blue eyes on that. Just pumping up them Jew titties. Like, let me inject some blue dye and some silicone.
Yeah, exactly. Making a fucking 36, 24, 36. You can imagine if they actually went the plastic surgery out in Auschwitz, they would have been so thin. But with these fake tits and stuff, they would have been like a playmate
but
factory.
She wears like these skin tight pants too and shit, man, because she likes the way it looks. Disgusting.
Well, it's weird because she'll also, I actually sat once through the Starships video, and she'll try to do these angles that really downplay it. But I remember when stills, like paparazzi, were filming her on the set,
yeah,
of
like
Starships,
flattering shit you see on blogs.
Yeah,
it's nasty.
And fucking like Tyler Durden and The Superficial, they're like, this bitch looks like a fucking centaur, you know. I think that was everyone's reaction.
Yeah,
like,
that's a
Andre
good
Andre the Giant is smaller.
No, that's a good fucking analogy. It's like horse haunches.
That's actually my line, I think.
Right, well, bully for you.
Thank you, sir.
But you're right, it's like they protrude outward. It's round.
And no, it's gross, and I'm Greek. Like, I fucking can handle ass and thighs. I like size to them, but...
No, that fucking centaur analogy is great. Like, fucking normal top half
and
this fucking...
Exactly, and then just, like, you look
half.
Down, and it's inhuman.
Horse ass.
It's gross. Like, I had a black friend. He used to compliment girls on having a horse ass, but it was like...
Was it JD?
No, it wasn't JD.
Oh.
It was James. Oh, okay. You also met James.
Yeah. Well, no, I just figured out all your black friends. He's the blackest.
Oh, God. JD was the blackest.
All the other ones are kind of Oreos.
Yeah, no, JD is just black. I still remember to this day we're about to bring over some slutty girl.
We've all heard the condom story.
I don't give a shit. I'll tell it again. I pull out this fucking normal-sized condom, and he just starts laughing hysterically. Like, had I pulled out one of those little finger condoms like a chef wore.
The fucking Jackie Martling finger covers.
Exactly. He's like, how is this going to fit me? And I was just like, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. So, I just, the Nicki Minaj thing, she's gross. And I'd hit it from the waist up. What the hell?
If there's one video, I mean, again, they can fucking Photoshop videos now. Like, bees, bumblebees, what the fuck is it called?
I don't know.
Where she's, like, doing that stripper thing where it's like they squat and shake their ass.
Oh, okay.
Well, she looks pretty good doing that. But again, I mean.
She just needs to rip these horrible things out of her body. That's it. And she
have,
probably,
like, 16-inch scars going down her thighs.
I don't give a shit. Exactly. They can look like fucking garter belt stitches for all
where
I care.
Where the fuck do they insert them? Because the tits, you know, it's like through the armpit, underneath.
Sometimes the asshole.
Saw the nipple off. I guess, yeah, they got to cut like the inside of your fucking butt cheeks. It makes
probably
sense.
Probably in your ass
crack,
cheeks,
yeah. Oh, God. So that means like if you get a swamp ass, you like risk infection.
Yeah.
Like, your fucking ass cheek just swells up, starts leaking pus.
Oh, God. And she's just happy because it's even bigger.
Disgusting.
Oh, that's gross. So back to your travels, guys.
Yeah, where do we go with that?
Yeah, you're in Philly and New York and D.C. So what did you think? Because Will and I, we have strong opinions of certain areas. You may or may
York?
Not have. Oh. Well, I was thinking more that D.C. sucks, but sure.
Oh. Well, we were staying in a hotel in New York.
oh, my goodness. Yeah. Lovely place.
Tracy managed to book for us and
cockroaches.
Oh, yeah, blame me.
Better than. Oh no! I'm not trying to shit.
Oh, there.
It was cheap, bitches.
NYC rats.
Wasn't that? It was the tasteful
Puerto Ricans.
The tasteful signs on the doors of some of the rooms that said, "What is it?
Keep your stringes out of the ice machine."
This room has been deemed uninhabitable.
Perilous to human life.
Imminently perilous.
And this is on your hotel
life.
Door?
Not on our door, but on the door next to our room. So there was about 10 suites in this hotel.
Did you ask like why it was deemed as such?
No. We just kind of were like,
toxic fumes.
See, I would have asked to move, but that's me.
Move to what?
A couple more doors down, yeah.
Yeah.
I think if they have that, you should be able to fucking cancel your reservation. Like, I didn't see this shit on Priceline, motherfucker.
Yeah, but the problem was, comes back to the reason why I don't go to strip clubs in Canada. We're cheap.
We're cheap, yeah. And, we're just like a bed and a toilet.
And it was in a good location near Times Square. Yeah, we were only staying there one night, and it's like...
You'd be better off fucking going to like Strong Island or Jersey City or something.
Yeah. Well, we did go to Hoboken eventually, but...
Hoboken, no joking.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, we stayed out in New Jersey the following day because we went to the New York Giants season opener football game.
Which nice. They did. Beautiful. That was weird.
Is that like right across the bridge? Or?
It's about
8 miles from Manhattan, according to one Albert Michaels.
Correct.
Thank you. Still announces? No.
Al Michaels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the Sunday night games, doesn't he?
Exactly.
With
yeah.
Chris Collinsworth.
With Chris Collinsworth. He used to have Johnny Tom Madden. Madden.
Yeah. But no, the interesting thing about the Meadowlands was when we knew we were going to the game, we were trying to book a place to go, and we're thinking, okay, what's the best way to get there? Now we know the best way to get there is on the train and to get back as well. Incidentally, you can't buy a single train ticket to the Meadowlands from anywhere. You have to buy a return.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that to weed out the terrorists?
I don't know.
At least get an extra dollar out of them?
Quite possibly. But only going one way because we got a hotel right beside the place.
I got you.
But then the interesting thing is, so you Google map it and you say walking directions and it's like less than a mile. This hotel we were looking at, less than a mile from the stadium. Perfect. We'll walk it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really walk there because there's no footpaths, no lighting, and really no way to leave the stadium without a vehicle of some kind. So we managed to get back to the hotel, but it was touch and go here and there. The police were telling us, they should have told you about a bus that you could have taken. And we're like, it's half a mile down the road. Why can't we walk?
Why is this so complicated?
Why can't we walk it? And then we understood why.
But, all right, so New York is okay.
The Negro.
Exactly. You're going to get robbed.
Well, so, New York was great. We had a lovely dinner there and saw a show.
Fag.
What did you see?
We saw an off-Broadway play called If There Is, I Haven't Found It Yet.
Is that about a vagina that's attractive to a gay man?
Starring my other boyfriend, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, he's dreamy.
And we got to meet after the show.
Jake Gyllenhaal looks like just the biggest homo receiver I've ever... Like, there's never been more perfect casting than Brokeback Mountain with him just like as the guy with like the shy smile on his face that would roll over and take it. That's it. That's just him.
Did he give off a homo vibe?
No, he gave, you know, honestly, he gave off a bit of a stoner vibe.
Did his breath smell like the ocean? Because that means he's gay.
No, but he was just, he was pretty chill and mellow when he came out. He, you know, signed autographs for people. He took photos for anyone who wanted. And he was just,
that's really nice of him. Fuck it. I'll just say that.
There weren't too many people. It was about 20 people there.
It was raining.
Is that like a sign your career's in the toilet?
It's just something you want to do if you love the acting.
On the show, apparently, if Al Pacino does a Broadway show, he still comes out and signs playbills. So I think it's a Broadway thing that if you're in a show, doesn't matter who you are, you don't be a dick. You come out and you sign the autographs.
I mean, do they pat you down and shit? They're not afraid like some maniac?
No, well, there was a fence kind of situation going on. Not like it's really going to stop you. Like it's just a little metal gate thing.
Right.
So you're on one side and he's on the other, but he's right up against the fence, right? Yeah, yeah. So
you could scream Six Emperor Tyrannus and then kill him with a snub nose.
Well, I tried to, you know, snip a lock of his hair off.
A secret pin for a secret service agent.
Hopper.
You're a good man. I want to vote for you.
But so Jake was great, and I'm sure he was.
Is he short?
He's tall.
No, he was really
he's about 6'2". Yeah.
The hell, he looks like a midget for some reason.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He looks like the little receiving bitch.
Well, he haunches a lot. Like in Zodiac, he haunched a lot.
His coccyx has been impacted by man pelvis.
Quite possibly. So he haunches a lot, and I guess in Donnie Darko, he haunched him and he spent most of his time sitting down.
Yeah.
His sister's grody.
Oh, she's the grossest.
I would not put stones to her.
I forgot who I was having this discussion with that, like, the women from the first two Batmans. No, no, not that. That's a whole other talk. The ladies in both the first two Batmans were just putrid.
Exactly. Who's the,
Katie Holmes.
I would say, again, like, I mean, I'd say she's better looking than Gyllenhaal, but not hot. by any stretch.
No,
okay, but have you not seen Secretary? This is what I don't understand.
That
doesn't make her better looking.
My fucking
though.
Girlfriend was way into being dominated and shit, and she was like, "Hey, let's watch Secretary together." You know, back then I was a little more innocent and just kind of like, hey, any chick that lets you run roughshod over her, like, that's okay in my book.
I was going to say, I'm down for, like, rubbing one out on a bitch's ass, but...
All right, Romeo. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, make love.
No, yeah. I don't think I could go back and watch Secretary.
Really?
It's horrible.
It just, but it doesn't make her any better looking. It may make her more attractive in that character.
Like,
but
she's dirty, exactly,
she's not
in that role.
Really...
She got a turtle
sexy,
face.
Sexy, then, yeah.
She looks like a little fucking turtle.
Yeah.
Like, plus, just, like, imagine the rash she got from fucking pissing and shitting herself in a wedding dress.
Oh, God, I forgot that whole part of it.
And the only thing to be taken away from Secretary is how cruel time is. Like, look at how, like, suave and debonair and mature James Spader is.
Even then,
yeah.
James Spader was a sexy bastard.
And look at what a
look
fat
at him now,
pig
though.
He is on The Office. Doesn't he look like the same human
being? You know,
being?
When I'd watch Secretary or anything earlier with James Spader, because obviously he's a big, you know, 80s kind of heartthrob.
So many chicks wanted to fuck the shit
he's
out
like
of
James
absolutely.
Spader.
Absolutely, yeah,
no
fuck
idea, like,
James Spader. And now I'm just
from.
Like, ooh, it creeps me out.
I think there's White Sands, Sex Lies, and Videotape. That's his real hot one.
Oh.
Where he gets cucked and he goes impotent because of it. And then finally, I think he like cucks his friend.
With his limp dick.
Yeah. His dick gets hard enough to cuck his friend.
The guy who cucked him?
God, yeah,
else?
Maybe it was like a vengeance cucking.
Or he just like keeps spinning the wheels of abuse to somebody else.
It was like Andy McDowell is the friend's wife and the friend is fucking around on Andy McDowell and he gets it up to... fucking fuck cuck Andy McDowell.
How could you get a rod with that nappy head?
That's what I was fucking thinking.
Fucking awful 80s hair.
It's weird what people
imagine
were...
the fucking bush that looks exactly like
exactly.
Her head.
It's even got like little eyes and nose and shit down
her
there.
Her fucking bush looks like the top of Elaine from Seinfeld's hair.
What's that bouffant?
Fucking butt hair.
Oh my God.
How did anyone fuck in the 80s?
I know. It was creepy.
Like,
as
didn't
shit.
You realize you looked ridiculous even back then,
dude? You go back to the like 86 Playmate of the Year, and it's
Terry Weigel.
It's like sticking your cock impressive. In Ricky Rocket. It's horrible.
Yeah, but she's so hot, even though
Terry Weigel. Terry
had a huge
hardcore.
Fucking yeah, fake tits. No, she's dirty fucking. She's like an escort primarily.
Oh God, that's hot. I was so bored.
Big fucking stupid Jew tits.
Yesterday, by like fucking 3:30 in the morning, I was going through. Was it Model Mayhem and looking at nude chicks, you know, like, will you do nudes? Yes. And so you just search the profiles for the word yes.
This is an act of desperation.
And I was looking at those. And then I was like, why am I even wasting my time with that? You can go to, what is it, like Adult Services Finder or something like that, just where you can get
adult
Model Mayhem. But for
finder?
Not Adult Friend oh. Finder, but it's Model Mayhem, but for chicks that want to do porno. And I found some site that was equivalent of
I
that.
I didn't know this.
LA Direct Models and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, look, they have modeling agencies, but you're saying there's like a search engine kind of?
Well,
like?
There's a search engine that was like girls that pretty much want to do porn slash escorts. And I found one in this area where her name was distinct enough because the whole gimmick was like, hey, my name's Diane. And then it was like, if you want to hear more about Diane, pay $20. Right. And then one, her name was like XXXZ Missy the Cum Fun, you know?
So you knew it was an email address?
Well, you could Google her based on the uniqueness of the name, and it's some like MILF porn star. But there's like some chick, like an active MILF porn star who's not so good in the face.
What's like, her name?
I have it bookmarked on the computer at home.
Bring it up. Let me see this bitch.
Hold on. It'll actually take me a couple minutes to dig through it. Like, I don't remember it off the top. But she's based out of Williamsburg. But she's
that's
like
4 hours away.
Whatever. It's still a porn star. You can fuck and everything, even though she's a gross old.
She dressed like a fucking colonist?
Exactly.
Here, ram this hand cannon into my twat
while I churn some butter.
Yeah. Fuck the tricorn right off.
You want to see me creep? I was going to say tricorn, goddammit.
Yeah.
Fucking just squats, like fills that stupid bowl to the brim.
Hear ye, hear ye. I'm a whore.
This is how I churn butter.
Yeah, so that's where my night wound up. And then, of course, you finish at 4 a.m. and you're like, oh, God, this is my life. Makes it stop.
Bring this bitch up. Let me see.
All right, you guys pad for a second. I'll see if I can dig her up.
Talk amongst yourselves. You realize I'm just going to say absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but yeah. So the other interesting parts of the story that didn't involve condemned buildings and Jake Gyllenhaal were the complete ineffectual abuse of Philadelphia people and New York people.
Yeah, what do you think of Philly compared to New York? Because I'll be honest, I've got a lot more love for Philly.
Yeah, likewise. Philly's really nice, and we found everybody there to be very friendly and helpful, and not just the people we were paying. You know, just holding doors open, people saying thank you, just common courtesy. People in service roles, you know, in the hotels and stuff that we went to, we went to a couple of ones, one in particular that, you know, wasn't exactly 5 stars, and it was still very decent.
That's like most places besides New York. New York, again, it's the most populated city in the country. Like, they have that fucking attitude of they're better than everyone else. They can go fuck themselves.
And they kind of know that you've booked into this hotel for a reason.
Yeah, they've got you by the balls. Yeah. They don't give a shit.
So what else are you going to do type thing? Yeah,
Just walk into a hotel in Manhattan and you're like, hey, I want a room for tonight. It's going to be a minimum like $150 even for a shithole.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, and probably more.
So you're fucked, yeah. Yeah. And that's, again, why they get that attitude. It's the same thing. Like,
wow, I already got her.
How the hell can you say, all right, you're going to pay $2,000 a month to live in a fucking hole in the wall with, no separate rooms, just an efficiency again, because if you don't want it, there's 10 assholes behind you, waiting on a list to get it.
Yeah, exactly. And just so you can say you're in Manhattan.
All right, gentlemen, I got her. Shannon West, if you want to look it up. Got a face like Lou Holt. Disgusting.
And a batting average to match?
Yeah. Oh, just... I don't think I finished to her, so you can't judge me. Go to Portfolio.
Oh.
Yeah, and just click on the
fucking low renewals. I love how horse try to be classy.
There you go.
By the use of X's and I's.
So what do you think from her 50-plus MILF spread?
Fuck that dirty old bitch.
Thank you. There she is handling hogs.
Oh, wait, no, she's a natural tip.
For the notoriety or the...
I think it'd be kind of cool to bang... like
giant implant.
That's the only time I understand getting an escort. Like, the times they bring in, an actual porn star to the Bunny Ranch, and then it kind of be funny to say you slept with this prostitute.
Dude, most
model, whatever.
Porn stars, her tits are horrible. Never mind.
All right.
If she had, giant fake knockers, I'd do it.
Well, yeah, she's Williamsburg.
She's got fucking,
bred.
Saggy-ass natural tits, and she's...
gotta be pushing 50.
No, she's on 50 plus, and they wouldn't lie. They're a very honorable sight, of course.
I mean, she looks good for her age. If I saw her walking down the street, I'd fuck her, but I'm not gonna pay for that nonsense. No, I was gonna say, is it most porn stars? I know, Ava Devine and shit fucking always, on Twitter will, be like, hey, I'm in such and such city these days. Book me.
Is that for escort stuff, or is it more for, stripping or something like that?
Well, no, it's for escorting.
Really?
She'll fucking... she's a filthy whore. I love her. She'll, upload pictures of her fucking her johns and stuff.
Jesus Christ. Damn. Ava Devine?
Yeah.
Wow.
If you want a good porn star to follow on Twitter, there you go.
I don't follow any of them.
It's X Ava Devine X.
I always crack the fuck up because one dude I worked with at the station would be on his Twitter feed all the time, and he just followed the porn guys stars that we had to interview for the sports show and porn stars.
So there's nothing but black dudes and
yeah, it'd be Clinton asses. Portis and then Vicky Vett. And you're like, oh my God.
Now, there's a match made in heaven.
No, I don't know. I don't follow them. I'll just go to their sites every now and then again and be like, hey, did they put up any new pictures? Twitter's impossible. If you follow a shitload of people, if you don't see something in the 2 seconds before it gets knocked off, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it depends.
I guess you can make lists and shit, but I'm too lazy.
But there's a critical mass. I was saying to John earlier, I rarely miss a tweet because not to get too boring here, but
it's okay. I'm downloading the antivirus you gave me earlier, and I looked up the old whore, and I'm just been holding in a piss for about 15 minutes.
I got pissed like a motherfucker, too. We'll
bring this one home, then, in a couple seconds.
Sounds about right.
So you guys do something that makes it feel worth your while.
He just burped, so he
looking
beat me
at
to
me,
it.
Fuck.
Well, this is all about you, Tracy.
Oh, it's all about me.
Yes, yeah. You are the princess of the day.
I'm impressed you've made it through 2 whole hours and you haven't even discussed my tits yet at all. So,
well, you only just opened your hoodie, so.
Well, we're trying to keep it classy, too. We don't leer.
That's true, and we also talked for like 3/4 hour about Kate's tits, so we didn't want to overdo it, you know?
Mm, fair.
Well, there's many nuances to the show.
Many.
It's like a layer cake. I got nothing. I'm totally out of all measure right, at this point. I guess we could piece out of this, yeah.
Like the guy who loses the race in like the last 0.2 seconds. Yeah. Like the other guy's ball bag fucking swings forward and hits the finish line and he wins. Yeah, wait, what just happened?
Oh my God. Alright, I'll play the Surf Rider. There we go. That's as easy as it gets, man. You just play the song and then it's like, oh, of course they wound up. Because the song's playing. That means it's over.
Absolutely.
Well, David, Tracy, it's good having you guys in the country, and we'll do a little hanging out after this, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and thanks for having us.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure. And again, you want to get a hold of David, it's at Really Profound on Twitter. Great guy. And totally sane. Which,
mostly.
Yeah, mostly. You know,
I brought my girlfriend to verify that.
Well, it's just one of those things. Everyone's afraid. You meet someone online, they're nut jobs. 9 times out of 10, they're normal. And I like to think that the people that actually get victimized by the nut jobs, they're a little loose in the head themselves. They kind of got what was coming to them.
You know, sometimes they have criminal records. You know, they've done some time.
You know, I had forgotten that one, actually.
No, she's a good egg.
She just misunderstood.
Things happen.
Violent-ish.
Will, you are at Billy Basil on Twitter. Your band, at Grey Sky Eternal. That's G-R-E-Y. Thank you for being on. It's been a while. Hopefully your schedule lightens up. And
it should be fun.
We can plan around you.
Cool.
I am John Papa Giorgio. It's at Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show's website's in papasbasement.com. You can go there for everyone's Twitter link. You can go there to get the subscription for the iTunes, a link to that. Please do click that if you're a fan of the show. Rate us positively. And otherwise, you can read my writing there. Find the link to the Facebook. It's papasbasement.com/Facebook. Or the other way around. Facebook.com/papasbasement. I might need to get out of here at this point. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So until you hear from me next, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.